Andy, it's Nick. I'm so tired of having this hair. I need you to cut my hair. Can you meet me at the studio?
Yeah, I can definitely be there in a bit. And also, we do not need to be on the phone right now because we're on a Discord call.
Oh, hey, Andy, what's up? When did you get here?
Got 10 minutes ago when we started this call.
Awesome. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
You're watching KFAF. And today on the show, Andy is going to give me a haircut. As you know, I have not been able to get a haircut since this pandemic started. And I have been cutting my own hair right now.
Look at that length, man.
I know. Look at the length on the back here. Andy, what are we thinking here today? Because what I'm thinking is I want, like, just a little trim. Just a little trim.
Just a little bit
just,
of a...
Just clean it up a little in the back. Let it be.
Clean it up. All right. Yeah, yeah. We can do something like that for sure. Okay. And by the way, Nick, I had to clear up my schedule quite a bit.
Yeah.
I had a lot of celebrities on my plate. All right. I'm talking Scarlett Johansson.
Really?
The Rock. Vin Diesel. Ralph Macchio. The one guy who played the nerd that everybody thought was Marilyn Manson in The Wonder Years. Remember that guy? I've never seen you in this state. I'm always like, who is this person, right? Look at this tail in the back.
The bat tail.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I got this.
And it's flowing, like it's moving quite a bit. It's pretty insane. So you want kind of just a little bit off the sides, a little bit off the back.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to do an impression for you of who I think I look like. Okay. And let's see if you can guess.
Okay.
Ready? Get off my plane.
Harrison Ford, Air Force One.
And I'll be honest with you, because my beard is so big right now, it catches a lot of soup. And I get it. The top part, I'm just always finding stuff in there. The other day, I found a Skittle just in there.
Really? Yeah. Wow. What flavor?
It was the green one. I don't know what those are.
I mean, I guess it depends on the pack you get, because sometimes you get like the purple pack and it's a mixed berry. The blue pack is tropical. No, blue pack is really, really good.
You're assuming that I, as a 40-year-old man, like to...
Have ever eaten a Skittle?
Stray. You're assuming that I stray away from just the OG red pack of Skittles.
Oh, sure.
Which I never do.
Gotcha.
I never get to a point where I'm like, I want a different Skittle. Skittles, the original Skittles, Taste the Rainbow, are great.
Is this a euphemism for like sex life?
No, I just like Skittles.
So the sort of question that I have right now, yeah. Nick, is you're gonna get a lot of hair on this shirt.
Oh, you're right. Should I just take my shirt off?
No, you could just wear another shirt. We have plenty of other shirts around here that you can probably just put on.
Okay. All right, man. Let's get it going.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, you had to wear that shirt. All right, so you want a little bit off the sides, a little bit off the back.
I'm just thinking, because I've never seen you work before, really.
Even all around, yeah.
Just a little off the top, a little off the sides, and I'm good to go.
Okay, all right.
Cool.
So I'm going to start at the highest level, and then we'll sort of work our way down. All right.
Just a little bit.
We are definitely getting some nice big chunks off of here. I like it.
You know, this is probably more hair than I've had in 10 years, I'll be honest with you. And at first I thought to myself, maybe I'll just let it grow out like Kevin. And then I realized I'm balding, and that's not fun.
When did you realize that?
Probably about 3 weeks in, when I realized that this is just not gonna be a look that's gonna be achievable.
At first, suitable.
I was gonna try to do like Gavin Newsom, or I just push the whole thing back.
Oh, yeah.
But you gotta have thick hair for that, man.
Gavin Newsom's rocking it for sure. He's got a good look to him. I like his vibe. Sort of got that, he almost has that sort of action hero vibe.
He has the action villain vibe.
Oh, sure.
He is like the bad guy that everyone's like, for sure that guy is a bad guy.
Yeah.
But no one in the world of the bad guy realizes he's a bad guy. I can just turn toward that the other way so they can see what's going on.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, we could do that.
We just do this.
Yeah, sure, we could do it.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's definitely
I'm on a swivel chair, so.
That's a good call.
You know?
It does spin.
You want to see it?
Sure.
Stop. Andy time.
Okay, I don't know if that was worth it.
Cool as Ice is the one movie that Robert Van Winkle, aka Vanilla Ice, made.
Sure.
And
RVV?
Yeah, and it's not good. And I encourage everyone out there to stop what they're doing.
Oh, wait, RVW.
Robert Van Winkle, RVW.
Yeah, I said RVV. Yeah, my bad.
Andy, I'll be Dan. We're going to put in a clip from the trailer for Cool as Ice right here.
Oh yeah, Cat, words of wisdom. Drop that zero and get with the hero.
What'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was evocative.
His performance in it, while some would say overly simplistic and terrible.
And not good, yeah.
Is sort of marked and enhanced by the fact that he wears a really big jacket the entire time. Nice. You know what we should do? We should take all my hair, put it in a Ziploc bag, mail it to Greg.
Or just drop it off at his house.
Just drop it off his house. Drop he gave off. Me cookies yesterday. Yusuf made some cookies and he gave me a couple of them. So I feel like I should repay him by giving him my hair.
I think a lot of your ideas are from the place of being just an awful person. Oh. So.
Now I respect that you've got the hairstylist cut at an angle. Because I think what I've been doing that's wrong is just cutting it straight and then wondering why it looks terrible.
Yeah, at an angle you're gonna get a little bit more feathered action.
Okay, that's what I want.
Yeah, I like kind of like cutting in and just, if I miss a couple of hairs here or there, Nick, big deal.
It's a big deal.
No big deal. Deal.
Doesn't matter.
Who cares, dude? It's COVID, you know?
The thing about this really is that anything's better than what I had before. So whatever we end up with today, is
your game?
Like you're totally just, game.
Cool, all right.
Yeah, as long as it's very conservative and just a little off the top.
Yeah, I think we all could use a little self-confidence in these times. You know, we sort of, we lose touch with people around us.
Yeah.
We kind of don't have that human interaction. So every once in a while, yeah, I'll take a compliment. Yeah, if I post a photo and you say that, hey, Andy, you look good here, I'm gonna feel good about it, you know?
You know what, post the photo right now and I'll like it and say you look good.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, I'm just trying to get your head in focus here, you know.
Are you doing me?
All right, it is posted, there we go.
Great.
Just let me know how you think the photo looks.
I mean, that's just the side of my head and it looks like you're about to cut my ear off.
I mean, I'm in the shot though. I'm really enjoying the sort of layering that I've got going on here. I think it's really adding to the texture
sure.
and the overall form.
Yeah, I believe you.
Of it. Yeah, because on the sides, at first it was just kind of looking like, all right, this is just shaved.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? But now we're starting to see some stuff take shape here. You know what I mean? Like when they built Rome, they were looking around and like, all these rivers, right? Mm-hmm. What do we do with them?
Mm-hmm. Don't know, too much water.
Yeah.
You block them all up.
You build boats.
Build Rome in a day.
We
Peter, cut your hair. Whether you want to or not.
Billy Corgan's balls.
Let me ask you a question right now.
What's up?
Pandemic ends tomorrow.
Okay.
You going for a nice, drinks are on me. I'll buy it.
Drinks are
you want
me.
To get a nice cocktail with me at a bar someplace?
Dude, I would get a Moscow Mule.
Yes.
I would get whatever sort of appetizers they serve there. You know what I just miss? I miss chicken wings. Because delivery wings never do it. You get delivery wings, they're always shit.
Oh yeah, because they come, they're probably like 20 minutes, 30 minutes old.
And they're fucking-
And they taste like dog shit.
And they're soggy, and there's no crunch or, yeah, it's a nightmare. Delivery wings are the worst.
Here we go, yeah.
It's all about getting the right compartments of hair.
Yeah.
You want to work in sort of like zones. You want to zone everything out correctly.
Like a zone defense?
Yeah, just like a zone defense. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Where'd you learn about zone defenses?
I was reading a thing about the NBA bubble.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, how do we get Andy into this bubble?
Yeah.
Right? Because that would be awesome for you. Like,
That'd
wouldn't
be
that be
incredible.
And then you could call into the Dan Le Batard show and be like the correspondent from the bubble.
Like, I'm here in the bubble, guys. What do you need to know?
And he'd be like, who's having sex with who? And you're like, well, for sure, I'm not having sex with anyone.
Definitely not. Yeah, not a chance.
Ask me what his own defense is.
What's his own defense?
I don't know.
Okay. Actually, one of the players in the bubble, Nick, escaped.
They escaped the bubble?
Ran out of the bubble, left the bubble, went to go get wings at a strip bar.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Got suspended or either has to go through the quarantine sort of process again.
Yeah, like where 14 days or whatever.
Yeah, they can't really, interact with a whole lot of people anymore.
Right.
It's pretty unfortunate.
That sucks, I'm sorry.
You gotta follow the rules, bro. You gotta, I mean, come on.
I mean, I get it though, but at the same time, you're like, you're used to being, like, what's the point of being an NBA player? You're a superstar, right, Andy? Andy,
yeah.
You just got fucking first round draft pick by the San Antonio Spurs.
I want wings from a shit bar.
Okay, what's the first thing you wanted to do?
Wings from a shit bar, yeah.
It does suck to be an NBA player and be like a superstar and not be able to like do whatever the fuck you wanna do. Cause like, you become a basketball player so you can just be like, who gives a fuck? I'm getting paid a ton of money to play an awesome game. Everybody loves me, I go to strip clubs, whenever I want.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, then it kind of just takes the fun out of it, right?
Yeah.
It's like being a rock star and you can't do cocaine. It's like, well, then why did I sign up to be a rock star? Why did I take rock star classes at college?
I don't know, maybe to make music and that you really love or... The thing with the NBA player, Nick, he got ratted out because there was a rapper there at the strip club that saw him and mm-hmm. took a selfie with him and posted it.
Of course.
And so that's
always going to happen.
That's how he got ratted out. And then the rapper tried to cover it up and go, hey, man, I miss you, dude. Here's a photo we took a long time ago. But I also think he had the official NBA mask with him.
So like just, they're color-coded by day. Yeah. It was that specific day.
Hey, everyone. No, that was more like Mark Wahlberg.
Now, not to be bougie, and I know this is a free haircut, but does this come with some sort of like hot towel face massage with it or no?
No, I think, no, it does not. And I mainly think you're just asking that so that I could kind of softly and gently touch your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that not clear?
Yeah, I love kind of doing the fade and then kind of like flicking and like getting away
from it.
Yeah,
you gotta flick it, do it and flick it,
Yeah. So this is getting a little bit jealous. Scissors getting a little bit jealous.
Hi, it's my friend, the Scissors.
Yeah. We want to play. We want to play.
You guys playing some rugby out there?
Is what they
We'd
said.
Like to come into the scrum.
Uh-huh. Rugby is one of those sports that I only ever saw 3 a.m. on ESPN2.
When I first saw rugby, I was like, these guys don't know how to play football. I thought it was like a parody of football. I didn't know. It was a dumb kid of 15.
Like an SNL skit about football?
Yeah, I was just like, that's so weird. Like, I saw a guy get tackled, that he got up and kept running. I was like, I don't understand.
They don't get it, yeah.
This guy's, you're down.
And also, where are the pads at?
Fucking 2nd and 20, bro. What are you doing?
They also just have no regard for safety.
They zero.
Because they've got to be getting... But actually, there's some theories out there that if you play without padding or a helmet, you are a lot more careful. Because you don't have the protection around you to be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go all out and just dive at this dude.
Right, right.
I have a helmet on. I've got pads. Who cares what happens?
Right.
Because, you sort of have more self-awareness about your own safety and the other person's safety. And, there's some thought there. There's some thought there.
There's a movie called Kickboxer starring Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
Who, like, they dip their wrapped hands in glue and then dip them in glass.
That's
that when they
crazy.
Punch each other, they rip each other's faces
That's
up.
That's crazy. That's when he died, right?
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah.
No, he super lived through that movie. Jean-Claude Van Damme never really got that hurt ever in his movies, which is why I know what you're saying to yourself, Nick, are they all classics? Yes, all of them, even Lionheart.
Lionheart doesn't sound like a real movie.
What if I pitched you on this movie, Andy?
Okay, let me hear it.
I'm going to pitch you on this movie. You tell me if it's real or not. It's a movie about an underground fight club where they fight at one point in an empty pool. And it stars Jean-Claude Van Damme and it's called Lionheart because he's got the heart of a lion. Would you think that's real?
I mean, you said that they dip their hands in glue and put their fists in glass.
That was Kickboxer. That was a different movie. Totally
okay,
different.
So in this one he has a surgical heart of a lion sort of implanted inside of
him? I don't remember it that well. I'll have to go back and watch it. I think Lionheart was sort of metaphorical.
Looks pretty good to me.
Yeah? You feeling it?
I'm feeling it. I think just like maybe some hairspray later,
what are you trying to do up there? Like feather it out a little bit or what's up?
Yeah, a little bit, but we kind of get some hairspray going. We maybe spike it up a bit just to kind of experiment and see what sort of looks we're working with.
Sure.
Here we go.
I'm feeling a little bit, it's still lengthy back there.
Huh?
I said it kind of feels still lengthy back there.
Does it?
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get to it later for sure. All right, I'm going to shave a little bit higher. That way we get the fade working a little bit higher.
Sure.
Up near the head.
I love it. I feel like there's a power to your flick. You know?
I mean, it's first person shooter, you know?
Is
when
it?
I got that mouse, okay, sing.
Yeah.
You know? Did you see how fast I did that right there?
Let me see. I didn't see it. I can't see it still.
I did it 4 times.
Did you really?
Yeah. Maybe just put your hair. Oh my God, you have so much. I don't remember cutting this much off.
Oh yeah, that feels great. I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna make a business out of this, you should have a little bit of a hot towel experience with some menthol on it, maybe, just to kind of, you know, clear the pores.
Menthol, is that the stuff in like cigarettes?
Have you ever had this before?
No.
You don't go to the barber ever.
No, man.
So what they'll do is you do that, they put it in they keep it in like one of like a little refrigerator that looks like a refrigerator.
Yeah.
But Andy, it's not a refrigerator at all. Do you know what it is? Ooh. Turns out it's a heater. It keeps it hot.
Oh.
And they take the towel and go, hot, 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 shake it out, put it on your face, and just massage it in. They like wrap it around your face and massage it in.
Neat.
I melt, dude. I melt every single time. I love it.
I haven't had a proper haircut in a long time where I'm actually at a barber and we're talking through.
Well, that's because you can never describe to a barber how to cut your hair.
Yeah, there's, I guess so. No, I think the best thing I could do is maybe just show him photos, reference
yeah,
photos.
But he'd never get it because your hair has like four distinct different like planes, you know?
Yeah. It's like doing trigonometry.
Yeah, like mine, I walk in and I go, hey, see that guy right there? I want to look like him. And then my barber goes, cool, you don't have that hairline? And I go, never fucking
figure
talk to
out.
Me like that ever yeah. again. Never tell me that ever again.
Figure it out. I'm a paying customer.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm always right.
And then I like, you know what I mean? I go,
like, kind of like, do that. Bitch.
Fucking. Yeah. That 5'8", like I can be imposing, you know?
5'8", like with shoes or? Dude, this is actually working out really, really well, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You liking it back there?
Yeah, we are definitely seeing some progress. I needed to be less timid with how I work the fade back here.
Yeah, I don't think you should worry about it at all, honestly.
I think I was a little...
Because again, anything that we have, that we're doing now is going to be better than what we had before.
I think I was a little too conservative with it earlier. But now we're starting to sort of see the fruits of our labor. I wish you could see it. Like
me too. I can't wait.
Definitely wish you could see it back here.
It feels kind of long back there still.
Yeah, let me get. I can get to it here okay. a bit.
Yeah, getting it.
Yeah, I'm getting.
You getting it? Making it happen.
There we go. Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. Yeah, that feels better.
You felt that? Yeah, that's the razor hitting you.
Just make sure you shake that hair off.
Got some of the. Yeah, definitely a lot fell off.
Get it done.
Because of how much I cut off.
Look at that. Oh wow.
You see that? Yeah, that's off
so
in the back.
Much better. It feels better in the back.
That's off in the back of your head.
It feels way better in the back.
Yeah,
it's nice outside, huh? Nice and sunny.
A little too sunny. I've been enjoying the sort of overcast days because it just kind of goes with my mood where it's just, I'm going to stay inside. I don't want to talk to anybody. Barrett, go away. I don't want to talk to you.
Exactly.
You know, and he didn't even try to talk to me. It's just, I'm just always like that, you know?
Do you ever just like have arguments with your roommates in your head?
No, the thing is like, I've never had an issue with my roommates.
They're cool. They're cool people.
I have issues with the people downstairs.
Oh, they hate you. Is that why you didn't want to drive today? Because you were like, I don't want to move my car.
Dude, I'm so scared of them stealing my spot. I feel like they disrespect. Like the guy who moved in to homegirl's apartment, new boyfriend.
Yeah.
Is like, I feel like everything's. It's like when a cool teacher maybe gets sick and has to go to the hospital and the new substitute, and he's like, things are gonna change around here. I feel like he's sort of got that vibe where maybe he sees my car, is like, oh, he's parked here how long? No, man, this is my spot now.
Oh my God. Yeah?
Sorry.
Just a little off top.
Sorry. We're ready to go, Nick. We're ready to show the audience what we did this quarantine. I think they're really gonna like it.
Show them. Ready? Open my eyes and go.
Open your eyes.
How's it look? How does it look, everyone?
Here we go.
Is it good?
Yeah, man. I just how you asked, man.
Just a little off the top?
Just a little bit off the top.
Very excited. I can't wait to see it, man. I can't wait to see it for
you're
myself.
Excited to see it? Yeah. I think you're gonna love it. I think Dee's gonna really love it.
Do you think she's gonna dig it?
Yeah.
You think you're gonna become my regular kind of barber guy every
it's
week?
It's possible. I mean, it's definitely possible because I think at the end of the day, it's just gonna sort of infuse. You're gonna come home, she's gonna be like, who's this mysterious man in my room, you know?
Yeah, no.
I think we got it done, man. I'm really excited about this.
All right. Well, let's do the rest of the episode. Before we do that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about our sponsors, the first of which is HelloFresh. Get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. HelloFresh offers so many recipes to choose from each week to help you break out of your recipe rut. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes each week. HelloFresh offers contactless delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. It's very important. HelloFresh also cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options. HelloFresh's pre-portioned ingredients means there's less prep for you and less food wasted, which is important as well. Keep your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread to your weekly order. Why not both, I always say. Of course, you guys have heard us talking about HelloFresh all the time. Gia and Tim love HelloFresh. Right now, Gia is excited to cook Tim this crispy Parmesan chicken with garlic herb couscous and lemon roasted carrots.
And this is another one of those things where I'm like, how do I just move in with him? I'll just go there and I'll eat all the food. He doesn't need it. Come on, let's be honest with you. I'm the most important one here at Kinda Funny. That's why you're watching KFAF. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Go to HelloFresh.com/80morning and use the code 80morning to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Again, that is HelloFresh.com/80morning. Use that code 80morning to get a total of $80 off, including free shipping on your first box. Our next sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, is one that's near and dear to my heart, or rather, I should say, my hairline and something else down there. That's right, we're talking Hims. You've heard me and Andy talk about Hims before. Both of us use their hair care products to make sure that we keep our hair in beautiful order and not receding and all that stuff. I use the finasteride that they offer. I use the shampoo they offer. Right recently, I started using the conditioner they offer, and I use the vitamins. I'm all in on for Hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. Speaking of sexual wellness, ladies and gentlemen, we all know, listen, we got a lot of problems as men, especially as we get a little older. I'm 40 years old now, and unfortunately, that puts me at risk of erectile dysfunction. Hey, 4hims.com has you covered as well. These are well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you combat ED. Prescription solutions backed by science and made more affordable. See results where other treatments fall short. Stop worrying about multiple in-doctor visits. No painful injections like other treatments. This is so easy. You got to do it. If you're suffering from ED, definitely go to 4hims.com and check this out. If approved by a doctor, you go online, you answer some questions for about your medical history and chat with a doctor for a confidential review. If approved by the doctor, products are shipped directly to your door. Being your best means performing your best. It's erectile without the dysfunction. I like that part. They tell me I don't have to read all this stuff, but I love reading these last three ones because it's so fun. This one's good too. This is going to be the hardest year of your life. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to 4hims.com/KFMS. That's FORHIMS.com/KFMS. 4hims.com/KFMS. Prescription products are subject to medical provider approval and require an online consultation with a medical provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information. This could cost you hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's 4hims.com/KFMS. And lastly, we've got Honey. We all shop online, right? Well, we've seen the promo code field taunt us at checkout, but no one knows what to do with that. Oh, it's so confusing. Guess what? Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. Here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site, and then boom, if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the price drop. Tim and Kevin have been using Honey for literally years. They've saved both themselves personally and our business when they go to buy small pieces of equipment, things like that. They always check Honey to save us money, which realistically saves me money, which I like. And you should like that too, because who doesn't like saving money? It's silly not to. Honey has found over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/morning. That's joinhoney.com/morning. Now back to the show.
All right, we're back. Andy, a lot of people were asking last week, what game are we going to play going forward? And because we had quite a few people say, hey, you guys never really gave this game a shot. You know, Nick came in, swung, knocked it out of the park. They said the game's over. We are going to go back to Guess Who, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit the theme song, Andy.
Cool.
Cool, great theme song.
Well, all original.
Andy. My original melody and chords and everything. Thought of it all.
I was thinking about that. I was like, wow, you really should quit this job and go into music.
Really?
That sounds like it's an instant classic.
Thank you very
much. Right off the bat, right there.
Thank you very much. All right, so the rules of the game are, we sort of shuffle the cards, right?
Right.
And we each have to pick a person of mystery, right? We got to figure out who each other's who is. The youngest person gets to go first. And also gets to pick first.
Why are mine all broke? This is what I want to know.
Huh?
This is already, why are mine all broke?
What do you mean? No, they're not.
I don't like it.
You've become a different person.
Yours has more play than mine. Not that one. That one's shitty.
What are you doing? Why are you sabotaging my shit?
I'm not sabotaging anyone's shit. I'm just saying the game needs to be fair and yours have more play than mine. I want that noted on the official record.
There's not an advantage to you being able to swing them faster.
I'm ready to play.
Okay, all right. Ready? I pick a person.
You pick a person, okay.
Right, I pick a
person. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go.
And I'm also gonna show the audience who my person is with my camera phone.
Okay.
Hello, KFA viewer or listener. It's me, Andy. Turns out that using each other's cell phone footage would basically allow us to cheat because whoever edits this portion could just see, you know, who the other person had on the other side of their board. So that was really dumb, and we didn't think that through. And we want to apologize and issue a formal apology to all the viewers and listeners. We never intended it to be this way. And just know that we are deeply sorry for any harm we may have caused to you and your family.
I'm not going to look.
All right, I'm picking.
I'm not going to look.
Right now. Don't fucking look.
I'm not looking, bro.
Don't look. They can see who this is.
Okay.
And I don't even want to stand it up here.
Here, just do it. Like, push it over this way a little
bit. I'm scared that you'll see.
It's okay. That's okay. I'm not gonna see shit. I'm not gonna see
shit. Okay, all right. I'm standing here up right here.
Okay, I'm gonna pick one.
No, hold on. Here. Let me pick again.
You're gonna pick again?
Yeah, because I said I'm standing her up right here.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Well, let me shuffle.
I should know you're pretty oblivious to everything.
I don't listen to anyone but myself.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Picking a new card.
I'm gonna pick one too. Don't look.
Okay. Placing her in this. Oh, damn it.
Okay. I'm gonna pick a new one too. There we go. Just place the card.
That is not on purpose.
There you go.
That's the saddest part of all of it.
Ready?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Placing this person.
This person.
In the slot.
This slot.
Oh,
in
my
the
God.
Slot.
I'm a moron. Okay. All right.
Is it who goes first now?
I go first because I'm the youngest. That's what the rules say on the box.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. So, does your person have brown eyes?
No. Go fish.
No. Okay, so no brown eyes. Okay. Well, we are eliminating a lot of people here then, brother.
Okay.
Come on. Wow, we are really narrowing this down, dude. Wait, are these like amber or... Like
I don't think they have amber eyes. No, I think it's just brown.
They're all just brown.
Okay. Or I assume blue. I don't even think there's any green-eyed people in this whole thing, which is kind of offensive to people with green eyes.
Maybe I asked a pretty broad question.
You really did. That was.
Yeah, I'm taking a lot of people off the board.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Yeah, here we go. Let's see here. Yeah. All right. There you go.
Wow. That's okay. So that seems like. I'm gonna be honest with you. that seems really kind of like you're cheating. Like, look at mine. Like, look at yours.
Hey, man. You know, you gotta ask the right questions.
Jeez, Louise. I guess so. Okay.
Ask the right questions.
Is your person wearing a hat?
No.
Really? Damn it.
What?
Because there's not a lot of people wearing hats.
Well.
That was a dumb question to ask.
Well, there we go, guys. That's the first.
That's it?
That's the first round.
That's where we're
first
at?
Trying to guess who.
This is where we're at?
This is the first round. And I'm invoking a special rule. If you guess early, if you're getting too horny and going, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and guess right now. If you're incorrect, you miss out on a whole turn.
This is horseshit. We're playing all five rounds of this game.
You asked an awful question. Rounds. That does it for guess who, guys. Play the song, Andy.
Can it be now? Can it be
right, everyone. Last week's Photoshop challenge was Vin Diesel fan art for The Kinda Funny Family, or just Vin Diesel fan art. And I'm very excited to see what you guys came up with. The first one is from Cameron Ken. Let's take a look.
Yeah. This is working on many, many different levels right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
This is almost a perfect recreation of that style of art. Really, just it's all over the place. There's way too many elements everywhere.
I know. Am I God conducting the band from below?
I think you might be.
Is that what's happening here?
And Tim and his, you know, obviously we have Yusuf and Blessing look as cool as all hell, looking cool as all hell, and then Tim in his linebacker stance.
Yeah.
About to come for the quarterback.
Tim looking kind of like he is, he's never going to get out of that stance.
No, never.
Like he got down there and now can't get back
he's
up.
He's stuck there. Let's see what the quote says. Well, love motivates me in everything I do, Vin Diesel. And also the really awful font, a special touch that I really appreciate, where it just says Cameron Ken super squished.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Yes. Like he tried to scale it up and didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So it kind of scaled it up the wrong way.
It's just stuck there. So he's like, fuck it. That's where
like
it stays.
That you're ghosted it on the left, and I like that it just says family.
This is
That's
great.
That's lovely.
Like this is good enough to just be sort of a default profile pick.
I think so too. So, okay, next up comes from Ben. Please be excited. We'll see what he has in store for me. You.
The old and the curious. Man, he gave you a really good bald head, man.
See, I'd look cool bald. I think that's probably just Vin's bald head, right?
Might be.
No, that's an old man's bald head.
Yeah, it's an old man's bald head.
Wow, this is...
Now the skin tone could match a little bit. It feels like maybe you went to the tanning salon and only tanned your body.
Well, I'm worried about melanoma.
That's true. That's true.
This is beautiful. Yeah. This is my winner so far, Ben.
Oh, wow. Another one sort of similar in vein to Cameron Ken's. This is from KFAF Joe Snow.
Oh, that's great. It's me and you doing yoga, Tim looking up at us, a dolphin, an eagle, John L. Ace Esquire, and Greg as one of probably the assholes. And a little ghosted in Kevin and...
Oh, I didn't even see the milk mommy down there.
Jen down there, yeah.
Is that Jen down there? Oh, it is. Yeah, it is. Bald eagle. We got Tim.
He says, homies are just homies. They aren't family. That's why you call them homies.
I'm sure you said that at one point. Like, the thing is, I think it could be a fake quote, but it's totally possible.
It's
your
possible
dumbass possibly
that.
Said something
it's
like
very
that.
Very possible. That's 100% true.
I love this, Joe Snow. Thank you so much.
All right, next up, we got Phil J. Woodward coming in again.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. That's
Can
great.
Can you imagine?
If we got him to get a KFAF tattoo?
Oh, my God. What would we have to do to get that done? We were me and Greg were talking the other day about how cool it would be to get the world's first discovered alien on camera and put him on a podcast, and I said, Greg, we'd easily hit 20K. Like, number five is from Zelda's Data at Ellie Zelda's Data.
Oh, wow. Gary Whitta coming in.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I didn't even realize that was Whitta.
Why would you put me in the makeup in the back? Why would that be relevant at all to this conversation?
And I'm also mid-chewing. I think this was that episode where I have food in my mouth is possibly when we went to Toronto to go eat stuff. It's possible that's when it was. But yeah, look at Gary Whitta looking incredible, just super jacked. Can you imagine if Gary was jacked as all hell?
Gary, get jacked, brother. You look great with those arms, buddy.
Little KFAF, kind of funny smiley tattoo. Great job, Zelda. I love this.
It's perfect.
Gary's never looked cooler. All right, number six, right?
Yep.
Goes to Jay Dingers, who is at Jay Dingwall. I had to challenge my inner designer circa 2000 and my Angel Fire and GeoCities website days for this one. This is really special.
Dude,
and
it
it's
moves.
Moving.
It moves.
It moves.
Oh, that's great.
I hate so, so much bad. Of this. I hate so much of this. I think it could have done, we could have had a couple more really lo-fi GIFs moving on top.
Sure.
You know, really awful, sparkly
but
graphics.
But he made the fire. Into the smiley. Do you see that? How those are the two eyes for the smiley.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
I didn't even realize that.
That's what we call a winner-winner chicken dinner right there.
I didn't even realize that.
And it looks like I'm shitting myself and I don't, like someone just saw me. You ever like pee in a park and you're like, I'm totally alone and you lock eyes with the one person, the other person in the park and he's like, I see you.
Yeah, I see you shitting.
Oh, no,
yeah,
I see you shitting too.
This is great, Jay Dingwall. Thank you. Number seven, right?
Yeah.
Is from Matt Bowers. That Matt Bowers, which is plural, I believe.
There's two of them.
There's two Matt Bowers.
There's two Bowerses.
Yeah.
Man, that was a joke I kept saying last week. Matt, let me know if you appreciated that joke.
Mad Bauer says, in an alternate universe, it's Tim and Vin looking at some Nick Scarpino fan art on Internet Explorers.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is great,
this
dude.
This is great.
Holy shit, this is creative.
I absolutely love this.
This is my winner so far.
Yeah, yeah.
This works on so many different levels. It's so meta. I love that your caption just kisses.
Yeah.
And it's you, the wink. It's
man.
Milk Mommy is an angel with Starbucks, and then you when you exposed your crotch to me on that one episode.
No. I exposed just the upper area of my crotch to you, which was just the little furry part.
I saw lip. JC Legoman SA comes in hot with number 8. Vin's pretty excited about the full release of Nick's documentary, The Last Chance. Can't believe we are only hours away from the release of my Italian brother Nick's D documentary. He is really so good in this. Blessed. August 5th. Hashtag
last
chance.
The thing is this, we just look great together. I would actually rather see you and Vin Diesel than me and Vin Diesel.
It would be so awkward.
Because I feel like me and Vin are just the same guy. We're
it would
just
be
buff. We're just so buff.
So awkward. But I do love the detail of the accounts, which is John Lego Jr., which is JC Lego Man's Instagram account. We have a comment from Mommy69 says, please click on my profile and see my milkshake. And then we have a comment down there by Get Winked that says, terrible comedian.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Never going to live that down.
Not a fan. Charles Jacobson comes in hot with number 9.
Come on, Charlie. What do you got for me, baby?
Hey, Nick and Andy. It was meant for the new KFAF, but it went off the theme. However, still wanted you to see it rather than just scrap it.
I mean, it's great. It's perfect.
Whether fair or square, I will never beat the ace from here to Malta.
It's beautiful.
I don't understand anything that's happening in it, but
I don't
love it.
Care because really all you really need to accomplish, Andy, when you're doing Vin Diesel style fan art, is you have to ghost people into clouds.
And Greg is so perfectly ghosted.
He's perfectly ghosted. So
perfectly ghosted.
You did it. You nailed it.
Number 10, the final one, is from Camp Fire Design, and this is great. More ghosted images.
More ghosted. This
and
is
it
good.
Is shirtless Spider-Man with shirtless Miles Morales Spider-Man, yeah. And they are also shaking hands together. We are shirtless, and of course, just you know, maybe 75% transparency against that beautiful sunset in the background.
Just enough to show the sunset through the heart.
Yeah,
that's what you really want.
Absolutely. This is damn good.
Do you think that Miles Morales knows that being shirtless is not part of his employment contract with us? Like, he could have said no to that anytime he wants.
I don't know if that was ever made explicitly clear. It should be, though.
Yeah, I think that was one of those that should go without saying, but maybe we should pull Miles aside and be like, you never have to do this again if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. I think that I gotta say, though, and it pains me to say it, Andy, my winner this week is Ben Please Be Excited.
Really? Because mine is Cameron Ken.
You like the first two? You like the
I think Cameron Ken is so overly perfectly cheesy.
Yeah, that's great.
With the American flag, with you in the sunset in the top right, with Tim's awful football pose. I still don't understand what he was going for there.
Man, how many people had to help him out of that pose when he got that low? All right, let's give it to Cameron Ken and Ben, please.
Yeah, I like
you
this.
Guys are our two winners this week. Thank you so much.
Third place, Matt Bowers, dude. Are you kidding me with the Internet Explorers?
Yeah, that's pretty fucking
with
great.
Vin Diesel as the co-host, looking at Nick Scarpino fan art. That's number 3 for me, dude.
All right, there you are. Andy, what's next week's theme?
Next week's theme was very highly requested from a lot of people in our community. If you all follow Kevin Coelho on Instagram or on Twitter, he posted a photo of himself in my black Nitro Rifle shirt, some pink MeUndies.
Great.
And I think maybe some socks. I don't remember.
He was in socks, yes.
I was so fixated on just the MeUndies, and he's holding his dog Cecil with one arm, and it evokes such power. And he sent it to MeUndies and said, "Hey, I love your undies," and I gotta assume they blocked his account.
Yeah.
There's no way that it's
entirely possible that they are never going to sponsor any of our podcast content ever again because of that.
It's very possible.
But it was worth it, ladies and gentlemen. So go to, if you wanna see this picture, go to kindoffunny.com/kevdog. Check that out. Whatever you wanna do, you don't have to be in your underwear. You can be whatever the hell you wanna be, but just have fun recreating this picture. You can put our faces on whatever you want. Just have a good time, be creative. Good question, Andy. How do you submit? Great question. You can tweet your submissions at Kinda Funny Vids with the hashtag KFAF. Do not tag me or Andy in them. We like to see them fresh day of. Now it's time for Ask Andy Anything.
Ask Andy Anything.
All right, Andy, first question comes from Wisemark. He says, hey Andy, did you ever get your drain unclogged?
I did. I did. It was very, very scary, Nick. I bought a big ass bottle of sulfuric acid. You can hear more about this on the Kinda Funny podcast. Should we? Actually, you know what? No, you can hear about it here. Fuck the Kinda Funny podcast.
Yeah, fuck that. Don't fucking give them views.
Yeah.
They suck.
Craig Miller's on that show. He doesn't. He's done enough.
He's the worst.
He's done enough. It was a big ass bottle. It was very scary to handle. There were so many warnings all over this damn bottle. I thought my life was in jeopardy. But luckily, you know, the toughest, only the strong survive, you know?
Yeah.
The toughest.
Correct.
Weather the storm every time. And so I dumped that whole bottle down and it worked. And I was so relieved because one bottle of Drano did not do it. Drano, you'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Drano, I'm his lawyer. Get ready.
Be prepared.
Be prepared. Okay, Matt Lubeck has a great question here. He says, best flavor, red or blue? It's a tough one.
Man, I mean, so this, you know, this goes back to my original argument about a year ago where I proclaimed that green is the best tasting flavor. Mm-hmm. Very tropical, right?
Yeah.
A lot of island vibes. Mm-hmm. We're thinking palm trees.
I think Palm Springs, sort of Palm Hope.
Cool fruits that maybe don't exist in our real life.
Like Jamaica, something like Jamaica Me Crazy, Jamaica Me Glad that we're friends, Jamaica Me Horny, Jamaica Me Hungry.
No, not any of that, actually. Just like... So green is obviously number one. So number two, does red or blue go number two? Mm-hmm. I'd have to go with blue, Nick.
I gotta go blue, too.
And it always takes me back to one of my all-time favorite sodas that I miss so dearly, because I remember being a kid and eating 3D Doritos with Pepsi Blue.
Oof. I'd never had Pepsi Blue, no.
It was the most sweetest thing you've ever tasted in your life.
Really?
It was a cool berry flavor. It didn't have any sort of real soda flavor to it. It right. wasn't just like a blue Pepsi. It just tasted like blue.
Huh. Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. Thanks for that question, Matt Lubick. Next up, we got Dakota Lawson asks, hey, Andy, my wife swoons over you every time you come on screen. Any tips to being as cute as you?
Any tips? Well, what you can do is you can tell her to DM me.
I mean, no, we'll just probably stop that right there. We're just going to nip that one in the bud. Just nip it in the bud.
Well, because I think we could, like, I could give advice to both of you simultaneously, but you would have to give me her number first.
Well, I mean, what could possibly go wrong with that? And that concludes this segment of Ask Andy Anything, and that concludes the show. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of this, please leave a comment in the comments below. And if you want to support this show financially, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Back us at any tier. Really, any tier matters, and it all counts, and it all really helps out a lot. Keeps everything going, keeps the studio going, even though we can't come here all that often anymore. But it's good to see you again, Andy. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And your wife may or may not be cheating on you with Andy.